Alessa Rogers has a lot of love to give. The Atlanta Ballet Company dancer has turned to volunteer work to round out her personal and professional lives. But she's taken that volunteer work one step further by organizing, for the second year in a row, an evening of local artists donating their time and talent to benefit a local charity. I asked Alessa what she thinks is unique about Project Love.
I think for Project Love, it might be the only performance of its kind in the city where we bring together artists from various fields. We have actors, dancers, musicians of many different genres, poets, visual artists, and we all come together for one night. And I think normally a person can choose to go see just the ballet for an evening or maybe a concert, and this way you get to see a little bit of all of it at the same time. So I think that that's really special.
Projects bring together artists from major institutions in many different fields. And looking through the list you provided, there are some heavyweights in the art world performing in this year's program for Project Love. Why do you think these artists are so eager to help out?
Well, I think eager is definitely a good word for it, because obviously putting on a show like Project Love brings a lot of challenges, but getting artists to sign up was not one of them at all. I think that artists are empaths. I think that artists, whatever discipline they are storytellers. It doesn't matter if it's through dance or music or acting. And I think that it's very easy for artists to put on the skin of other people. And so last year, Project Love gave its proceeds to victims of domestic violence. And not everybody has experience with that. Not everybody identifies as LGBT. Not everybody has been homeless. But I think that artists are able to kind of get inside somebody that is in a hard situation. And so they want to give back through the only thing that we really all have in common, which is our art. We artists don't necessarily have a ton of money. We don't all have master's degrees in social work, but we have our art. And I think that we're in a unique position to give back to the community that way. For this year's Project Love, all of the proceeds from the show and the silent auction go to Lost and Found Youth, which helps homeless LGBT youth in Atlanta. That is a cause that is really important in Atlanta specifically and everywhere else, but in Atlanta, definitely. I think Atlanta is the big city in the Bible Belt that when kids come out to their families, sometimes they're rejected by their families, sometimes they're kicked out of their homes, and so they come to Atlanta as this mecca that they think that they're going to receive help and where they think that everything is going to have a happy ending, and then they get here and they realize that it's not necessarily.
And you have some statistics from Lost and Found Youth that are just shocking.
It's definitely something that people don't realize, the amount of physical abuse that LGBT kids have to go through on their way to self-actualization. I think that 950 homeless LGBT youth are on the streets in Atlanta on any given night.
Any day, 950-some youth.
Yeah, and it's very disproportionate, the number of homeless youth that do identify as LGBT. I think about 40% of homeless youth identify as LGBT, whereas in the overall population, only about 7% of people identify that way.
Ooh. Well, would you highlight some of the lovers, as you affectionately call them, and maybe you want to define lovers for our audience. I'm not implying anything improper.
Well, these lovers that will be performing at Project Love obviously have tremendous love and generosity and selflessness because they are volunteering their time to come out to Project Love. Some of the lovers that we have this year include Deborah Bowman, who is actress and singer extraordinaire. She was Blanche in Saren B's Streetcar Named Desire and Velma Kelly in Chicago. She's done some really amazing things around Atlanta. We have Teresa Davis, who was the Women's World Poetry Slam winner in 2011. We have Chris Kaser, who's famous for doing Scrooge at the Alliance for many, many years. We have Fly on a Wall Dance Collective. Many dancers from Atlanta Ballet, of course. And we even have a live visual artist named Decoro, who will be painting throughout the evening, and his painting will be auctioned off at the end of the night. And he actually does his painting along with a soprano from the opera and a jazz pianist, and there will be a dancer from Atlanta Ballet doing improv with them. So all of them will be on the stage at the same time. So that's going to be really exciting.
It sounds exciting. How do the performances work at the event, at Project Love?
Well, first of all, I knew about half of the artists personally for the show last year, and the other half I just essentially stalked on the internet. And I went to shows and I said, I like that person. I need to see if they have a Facebook. And then I would just start emailing people. And of course, I just didn't hear anything back from a lot of people, but most of the people had a resounding, yes, I want to do this. Yes, I want to give back. And I think that the first person that I reached out to was Sheree Kruger, who's a cellist at the Atlanta Ballet Orchestra and the Atlanta Opera. And I know her a little bit because she plays for us when we have live orchestra. And I said, I'm doing this project. Would you like to be involved? And within 5 minutes, she said, absolutely. I've been looking for a way to give back, and being able to give back through my art seems like a perfect fit. And so she really was the kind of the motivation to keep on going and be like, okay, yes, people will go along with me. And so what I told artists was, you have 5 to 8 minutes to do whatever it is that you do best. So the artists get to choose whatever piece speaks to them. And so we'll have somebody from the Atlanta Opera will get up and do an aria for 3 or 4 minutes. An aria of her choosing, and then somebody from the ballet, and then maybe Chris Kaser will get up and do a monologue. And so it really runs like a talent show of the professional artists in Atlanta, kind of a sample platter of the best that Atlanta arts have to offer. So there's no unified theme throughout the show. Everybody just chooses what piece they want to do. So some of them will directly relate to the cause and the theme of the night, and some will just be for fun, and some might be a piece they've always wanted to do but never got the opportunity to do.
Lots of diversity in the kinds of acts mm-hmm. to be presented. I think it's remarkable how the ballet has several different programs that insert dancers mm-hmm. into the community, and these programs are dancer-driven. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking about your Project Love, Wabi Sabi. Do you all find yourselves ambassadors for the arts?
I think that when you do something you love, you want to give back to other people that might not necessarily get that in their daily experience. And so we're all so lucky to be able to be working artists, and to be able to be working artists in a city like Atlanta that really values and celebrates its artistic talent. And so, yeah, I think that going out into the community with our art is just one way that we can give back.
Okay, so in addition to your role as professional ballet dancer and an acclaimed one, now you can add producer.
Yes.
Volunteer coordinator extraordinaire. Alessa Rogers, it's really been a joy to talk with you, and I applaud your work with Project Love.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.